Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
KMAN Game Sports Update with Mitch Fortner.
And it's powered by Ready Systems. Call Ready Systems from Theater So Good, your friends won't want to leave. K-State head coach of men's basketball Bruce Weber has announced the addition of junior transfer Patrick Moldon as a walk-on, a 6'7", 215-pound forward from Baylor, Kansas. Moldon joins the Wildcats after a two-year stint at Eastern Illinois. Moldon played in all 29 games for Eastern Illinois with 10 starts in 2016 and 17, helped the Panthers to a 14-15 overall record and 6-10 mark in the Ohio Valley Conference play. He averaged 5.5 points and 4.5 rebounds a game, shooting 46% from the floor as a sophomore. He will sit out the 2017-18 season due to the NCAA regulations and will have two seasons of eligibility remaining starting in the 2018-19 season. He is eligible to practice with the team immediately. That's according to a release from K-State Athletics. Royals a winner last night. They've now won two in a row over the best team in baseball, the Houston Astros. Last night's final 7-5. Dallas Keuchel not able to pitch last night. He was a late scratch because of an undisclosed illness. Tonight, Kansas City goes for a series sweep. Now, Salvador Perez will not be in the lineup tonight. He has an injured thumb on his catching hand. Jupiter will be in replacement. First pitch tonight, 7:15, pregame 6:30. News Radio KMAN.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Really killing the music today. Mitch Fortner on the ones and twos bringing us the Backstreet Boys here. We have the Backstreet Boys in sync debate, a classic one during the break there because of this. So just like to say I was much more on the Backstreet Boys side of things. And they sold 80 million more records than NSYNC.
I also was on Backstreet Boys, but you have to admit that out of the two groups, JT was obviously the most talented.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And today is the one that I enjoy the most.
Justin Timberlake, for the uninitiated out there.
Sorry. It's hard for me to avoid dropping a bunch of, you know, music references because I know so much about it.
Yeah, been a lot of music here today. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. If you want to join us here on the show, you can tweet us as well at the game KMAN. Royals win again last night. Thank goodness. Dallas Keuchel was a late scratch there for the Astros, and Casey jumped on top of the spot starter, thrust into duty for the Astros early on, and they go on to win, guaranteeing them at least a split of this series, pending what happens tonight. But don't look now. The Royals are just 4.5 games out of first place, 3.5 games behind the Cleveland Indians, and I seem to share the same sentiment that a lot of Royals fans share right now, just judging by the social media Twitter reaction. It's just a battle between my head and my heart with the Royals. They have been very fun the last two nights. It has been fun to watch them. They have beaten arguably the best team in baseball in back-to-back nights, including a thrilling comeback win. But it's so hard to get away from what my mind knows is right here, and I keep beating this into the ground on the show, but it doesn't make sense that this will be a playoff team. They're not good enough. They're without Danny Duffy right now. It's just I can't legitimately with my head trust it. But when they do stuff like what they've done in the last couple weeks, and in particular the last 2 days, it's hard to fight my heart being like, dude, you're an idiot. Back off. It's the Royals, man. They're going to be fine here. They've got this.
You sound like a hater. You sound like you're, if we were to bring back that segment, you'd be a hater.
I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just trying to be realistic, manage expectations, you know?
I get it.
Expect the worst, and then if the best happens, it's all right?
It's so funny because the 2014 and 2015 Royals were built on the go ahead and count us out deal, and they, despite being behind in so many games and being counted out so many times, they didn't care. They always got the job done. And now here we are a couple years later, and we're saying the exact same thing, and there just doesn't seem to be that belief that they, you know. But these are the Royals. This is still, it's not the same team, but there's a lot of guys in that locker room that were there before.
But it's not the same team. It's not the same team.
Here's what they do have going for them tangibly. They have been able to tread water, or even a little bit better than that, since they lost Danny Duffy, who is really the key to all of this. I mean, I kind of thought that when Duffy got hurt, okay, they're going to start losing games and it's going to make the decision to sell really easy. But if they can actually stay within, you know, say 3 to 5 games of first place through the 6 to 8 weeks that he's going to be out, and I think that we're, what, like 3 weeks into that or something like that, then, yeah, when he gets back, maybe you could view it as a realistic possibility that they would have a shot.
Well, I'll give you a couple examples here of the many battles going on. I mean, you can look at last night and say, hey, my heart sees the Royals putting together a sweet comeback 2 nights ago that does remind you of 14-15. Then they tee off on the Astros early last night, get a win. Jason Vargas continues to be the surgeon, as our friend Hud would call him. But then my head is saying, look, I just saw a list from Baseball America that had the Royals with the 26th best farm system in baseball, and they've got a bunch of looming free agents on a team that's unlikely to make the playoffs. I mean, it would make a ton of sense, logically, to just go ahead and start the fire sale, get rid of some guys, and try and boost up that farm system.
Well, you're definitely not going to stand pat at the trade deadline. You're going to have to decide, you know, if they really are still within 3 to 5 games and Dayton Moore feels like they really have a shot, maybe you go, you know, try to find another arm or something, or an outfielder to help you out and try. Because, again, we've been looking at 17 as the last year of the window, and you want to try to take advantage of that as much as you can. But one thing you do not want to do is stand pat at the trade deadline.
I mean, my heart's pulling at me saying, look, they're only 3.5 back of the Indians. They're 4.5 back out of first place somehow, some way, right now, and just got wins over the best team in baseball. But, you know, you start looking at it further, the head goes, look, man, they still got the second worst run differential in the American League. They've been outscored by 50 runs this year. They're 6 games under 500. They have the third worst record in the American League.
They shouldn't be a playoff team, but that's the beauty of baseball. Sometimes it's just really bizarre, and teams that should be in the playoffs aren't. Teams that shouldn't be in the playoffs are. It's just another year in the American League where there's so much parity. I mean, the congestion in the middle of the wild card standings, if you look at it, is absurd, and that's going to be the problem. The Royals cannot make the playoffs via wild card. They're going to need to win the division.
I hate to say it, and this maybe is me being a hater, but I get the sense and the feeling that they may be one of those teams that does just enough, like you said, in today's day and age with the second wild card, where you can fake like you're really in contention when you're not, because everybody is within 6 games of the wild card right now. The division's been bad. You still feel like the Indians are probably going to get on a run at some point, but if that doesn't happen soon enough, I mean, they may find themselves jammed in there close enough that they keep the gang together at the trade deadline, and that'll be worse long term. Yeah, it's one of those, it's easy to sit here right now and see the instant gratification, like eating a donut, but not realizing that's actually going to be pretty bad for you long term. You'd be better served to just suck it up and eat your vegetables. I think there's some of that going on here right now with the Royals.
Can you imagine where we would be if the Royals did not lose their first 8 games against Central Division opponents this year? I mean, that's really why they're in this spot. I think that if they had gone 4-4 over those 8 games, we would be sitting here with a very different frame of mind. We wouldn't be convinced that they're a World Series contender by any means, but you'd be talking about a team that's right up there close to being in first place, and, you know, in a year that the Central isn't very good, you'll take it.
I do get that, and I understand the logic behind the frustration with how bad they've been against the Central, but that to me almost plays into my point once again with my head. My head speaking here. This is not my heart. This is my head. But you play more division games than you do non-division games. You play a ton of games against your divisional opponents. If you have a bad record against the division, probably just means you're not a great team because you're playing a lot of games against division
opponents. Don't tell me the odds. Never tell me the odds.
Oh, goodness. What is that a quote from?
Oh, actually, this might be a better question for Mitch if he's not. Are you tweeting? Don't tell me the odds. Where's that from?
Don't tell me the odds?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, that's a quote from a movie. We're doing great radio here, but I'll look it up.
I'm telling you the odds, and they're still slim. They're still slim. But, hey, there's nothing wrong with enjoying the games. And as much as it's getting more and more difficult for me. I'm still going to take the approach, prepare for the fire sale, things to not go well. And if they do play themselves legitimately back into it, then I'll absolutely enjoy watching them. And they have gotten me to watch more Royals baseball here the last couple weeks.
Star Wars.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars thing.
Boy, we probably had some people screaming at us.
Brady.
Screaming at their radios, screaming in their car at us. Sorry about that. I'm not a Star Wars guy, man.
It's never tell me the odds.
I am never going to get the Star Wars references. You can't be serious at 550.
It's because Jar Jar Binks didn't say it. That's the problem.
It's about the only Star Wars quote I got. Yeah. Well, Luke, I am your father. I know that. I'd get that one. The most frustrating Bob Stoops career stat when we come back here on The Game.